Next time on Rough Translation, the feeling you get when you quit your job and try to start something new.
You're a loser. You're worthless.
An entrepreneur from Mexico faces down that taboo and accidentally launches a global community that celebrates stories of failure.
The mistakes I was making was part of my journey.
Travel with Rough Translation from NPR. Listen and subscribe.
All right, ready? Let's go in. Let's step into history. Wow. This is a very historic room. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and I am inside Pierce Hall at the All Souls Unitarian Church on Northwest 16th Street here in Washington, D.C., and I have to say I am in awe just standing here. Because in February of 1961, guitarist Charlie Byrd and saxophonist Stan Getz led a recording session right here in this room on the stage where I'm standing that resulted in an album called Jazz Samba, a record widely considered to be the catalyst for the popularity of the new music from Brazil called Bossa Nova. And although the album sold many copies, the Americans didn't create Bossa Nova. That distinction belonged to Brazilians, and we're going to talk about one Brazilian in particular. Guitarist, composer, and vocalist João Gilberto is one of the musicians who is credited with launching a worldwide phenomena that is still being celebrated today. This last week, we lost João Gilberto as he transitioned in his home in Rio de Janeiro. Our show this week is a celebration of his influence and his legacy. So why am I here in this room? Because while João Gilberto was not on the recording and neither were any of his songs included, guitarist Charlie Byrd repeatedly said throughout his life that it was João Gilberto who was one of the musicians who not only introduced him to Bossa Nova, but he was also such an inspiration that Byrd spent the rest of his life playing songs by Gilberto and many others. I've invited guitarist Ken Avis to join me and to bring his guitar. Ken, welcome to Alt Latino.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Great to be back in this room.
We're sitting on a very storied stage.
We are indeed. It's the stage where the Charlie Byrd Trio and Stan Getz recorded the Jazz Samba album.
As all the coverage and history has been noting, what João Gilberto did, or what he contributed, was basically changing the technique or style of playing guitar from one type of music to create what eventually became Bossa Nova. You have your guitar. Can you give us a little illustration of what it was like before and then walk us through what he did?
Yeah, sure. So before, the samba sound was a folkloric sound, and it was a dance, and it was drums, a large African element to that. And so you think of carnival, you think of samba and that drum and the swaying bodies. And so you would have a famous song like Brazil, Aquarela de Brazil, which is... It was a kind of hard, energetic song that you could dance to. And what João did, he kept that basis of samba. That rhythm was still the same. You still had that big beat on the three, that taka-taka-boom, taka-taka-boom was still there. But he changed the sound. He came in as a samba singer in the 1950s with bands. And then he kind of became very introspective, and he went to visit his sister and spent about 3 months. Apparently most of the time he spent of that 3 months was spent in the bathroom with his guitar, practicing his singing and his playing and coming up with this style, which was much gentler, much softer. Definitely wasn't a dance music. Bossa Nova was never intended as something to dance to. And he would take a song like Jobim's Corcovado and very gently, very softly, using his thumb for that beat and these three fingers just to hit the chords and keep it as simple and modern as he could. He would have a... It's a kind of chilled out, cooled down, sophisticated, gentle version of the samba. And as simple as possible. Brazil in the late 50s, 60s was becoming very much modernized. And it was like a modern sound. It was considered bossa nova, the new thing, the new sound. And that's what he did, was to create that sound. And the combination of Zhao as a guitarist and as a singer, because his singing was as important as his guitar playing. And again, it was that gentle, almost a whisper, little more than a whisper. And the clever harmonic structures that Jobim's compositions brought to the songs is what was so infectious and charming and absolutely gorgeous. It was a naivety, a simplicity to the way it was sung and performed, but an incredible complexity to the way it was written and the harmonies that were in there. So you would have a song, even though it's called a samba, one-note samba, when you actually listen to it, it's moving by one semitone at a time. So most kind of standard Western music would be moving up and down a scale where you'd be going two tones or whatever, but this was so just one semitone. Very, very gentle movements, motions, and it creates a dissonance which adds the interest to the music, and then that vocal taking it to the offbeat all the time.
As a drummer, I'm listening, and I've always listened. The guitar work that he did and that you're demonstrating right now is very percussive, right?
It is. You've got that samba beat, but he's keeping a very steady thumb, his bass note with the thumb.
So take that apart. Play the bass part first, and then add the string part, the guitar part.
Variation with the top notes and the three chords, but the bass is absolutely solid all the way. That's the way Zhao played it.
And it always seemed to me that bossa nova was a form of samba, or like samba with everything stripped away down to its essence or its pulse. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely accurate. That's just the way it is. I mean, when you think of jazz, there's so many different styles of jazz. Is jazz Louis Armstrong in New Orleans, or is it Miles Davis being cool? And bossa nova, at the end of the day, is samba. It's a samba beat there, but the instrumentation is so much simpler. You might just have the rim shot on the drum rather than a full drum kit and all of the drums and things which you would get in samba. And from a guitar perspective as well, the way Zhao played it was as simple and as quiet and as unaffected, unadorned as possible.
And as you mentioned, as we've mentioned, and as everyone has mentioned in the coverage of his passing, it was an international phenomena. It went from Rio all over the world, because I don't hear a Brazilian accent on you.
Well, probably the first time I ever heard bossa nova, because I'm from near Liverpool, and it was probably when the Beatles released in like 1964, And I Love Her, which was a bossa nova. So considering that the world hadn't really heard bossa nova until about 62 outside of Brazil, the Beatles picked up on it pretty quickly. And then maybe the next time would have been hearing songs by Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach, which were all bossa novas. So it was such a big movement. And a lot of the bossa nova musicians and guitarists moved to France or moved to Italy during the early 60s and lived there, because it was big throughout continental Europe. The Charlie Bird album did great in Italy, in France, Germany, England, all over the world. And then the Stan Getz, Joao Gilberto album was the one which really blew it wide open. That was the album that mainstreamed it totally.
We're here in All Souls Church, where they recorded the Jazz Samba album. They didn't record any Gilberto tunes, and he wasn't on the album. But Charlie Bird was hugely influenced by Gilberto when he did a State Department trip, as a matter of fact, to Brazil, correct?
That's right. He was hugely influenced by that whole sound. It was Joao Gilberto. It was Luiz Bonfa. There were a number of musicians at the time who'd picked up on this sound in Rio, in Brazil. And Charlie Bird was being hosted by a family in Rio, and they played these albums for him, and Charlie and Deppenschmidt walked away, Buddy Deppenschmidt, the drummer, walked away with a stack of albums under their arm, came back to DC. And DC was a real diplomatic town in those days, and they were playing kind of nice shishi bars, the Charlie Bird Trio, and they would slip in one or two of these bossa nova tunes, and they would always go over brilliantly. It was a revolutionary sound at the time. We forget that now because we associate it with grocery stores and elevator music and so on. So when we interviewed Joe Bird, Charlie's brother, he said, you know, it was pretty neat when I would go to the grocery store and hear jazz samba tunes coming over the intercom. So he absolutely loved that, and it's become part of our DNA.
Okay, so we should hear some music. I want to play a track from the album right now. Which one do you want to hear?
One of my favorites is more of a samba than a bossa nova, and it's Ilha Chossô.
The internet lit up with tributes to João Gilberto after the news of his passing was confirmed over the weekend, and I'm going to reach out via Skype to a few musicians who felt his influence.
Hi, my name is Jovino Santos Neto. I'm a Brazilian music, living in the United States, and I grew up in the late 1950s, 1960s in Brazil, and the sound of João Gilberto was an integral part of my childhood.
Is his music or that style of music or music from that era, is it something that you began to appreciate even deeper as you became older and learned more about music?
Yes, correct. I did something. When he made that record with Klaus Ogerman, the one that's called Amoroso, I was already a musician by then, and I couldn't believe the beauty. I mean, even though I was into rock and other kinds of music, distorted guitars, Led Zeppelin kind of thing, when I heard that, I go, wait, what is this sound? And it was both, Klaus Ogerman was a fantastic arranger who was able to frame João Gilberto's voice and guitar with an orchestra without getting in the way of his voice or his guitar. I mean, that's genius, not only from João Gilberto as an interpreter, but Klaus Ogerman as the arranger, who was his favorite arranger, and really not only for João Gilberto, but also for Jobim and many other people.
What song would you like me to play on the show in his honor?
Oh, there's a song called Caminhos Cruzados, which means crossed paths. It's a composition of Antônio Carlos Jobim and Newton Mendonça. And it's so beautiful. It's just basically a very gorgeous love song. And the way João Gilberto does it, I believe it's from the record Amoroso. It's got Klaus Ogerman's beautiful flutes and Rhodes piano playing in the back. And that would be my favorite. And of course, I'm a big fan, and I'm so happy that we have his beautiful recordings. And people should explore his compositions and recordings. Everything he did from when he was a singer in a vocal group, Os Garotos da Lua, which was probably the late 40s, early 50s, throughout the rest of his life. So rest in peace, João Gilberto.
Quando coração que está cansado de sofrer, encontro coração também cansado de sofrer. É tempo de se pensar que o amor pode de repente chegar. Quando existe alguém que tem saudade de alguém, esse outro alguém não entender. Deixe esse novo amor chegar, mesmo que depois seja imprescindível chorar. Tolo fui eu que em vão tentei raciocinar nas coisas do amor que ninguém pode explicar. Vem, nós dois vamos tentar, só um novo amor pode a saudade apagar. Quando coração que está cansado de sofrer, encontro coração também cansado de sofrer. É tempo de se pensar o amor pode de repente chegar. Quando existe alguém que tem saudade de alguém, e esse outro alguém não entender. Deixe esse novo amor chegar, mesmo que depois seja imprescindível chorar. Que tolo fui eu que em vão tentei raciocinar nas coisas do amor que ninguém pode explicar. Vem, nós dois vamos tentar, só um novo amor pode a saudade apagar. Cansado de sofrer, encontro coração também cansado de sofrer. É tempo de se pensar que o amor pode de repente chegar. Quando existe alguém que tem saudade de alguém, e esse outro alguém não existe. chegar, mesmo que depois seja imprescindível chorar. Que tolo fui eu que em vão tentei raciocinar nas coisas do amor que ninguém pode explicar. Vem, nós dois vamos tentar só um novo amor. Pode a saudade apagar.
Hi, I'm Frances de Pontes Peebles. I'm a novelist, and I was born in Brazil. I mean, I'd always heard his music, but it was always in the background. It was kind of the music of my mother's generation, and it was very soft. It was just like this whisper, and I thought that it was music that you listened to when you were doing other things. It's not music. In that time, I thought, it's not music that kind of stops you in your tracks and makes you pay attention. This is when I was foolish and in my youth, you know. And when I really started listening, I'd graduated college and I went back. I always visit Brazil pretty frequently. And every time I go, I stockpile books and CDs and music. And I got his album, João Voz e Violão. It's called João Voice and Guitar. And that's all it was. It was this acoustic album of him in a studio playing a guitar and singing. And I heard the first track and it just kind of stopped me because he had the softest, most melodic voice that was this mix of melancholy and wisdom and sweetness. And hearing that, I just felt like João Gilberto was singing just to me, like we were having this very intimate kind of musical conversation. And it felt like a conversation because even with the quiet, in his quiet moments, it felt like he was listening just as much as I was. And it kind of felt like, you know, when you're at like a really loud party and you can't hold a conversation and suddenly you meet somebody and all you want to do is escape somewhere quiet and talk. And you want to be away from that noise. And that was João Gilberto's music for me. It was that escape. It was that kind of depth of intimacy and knowing. One of my favorite songs of his is called Você Vai Ver, or You'll See. And it's a gentle but really searing revenge song about a lost love. And in it he says, you'll see, you'll implore, you'll ask me to come back. And I'll say, not this time.
Você vai ver, você vai implorar, me pedir pra voltar. E eu vou dizer, dessa vez não vai dar. Eu fui gostar de você, dei carinho, amor pra valer. Dei tanto amor, mas você queria só prazer. Você zombou e brincou com as coisas mais sérias que eu fiz quando eu tentei com você ser feliz. Era tão forte a ilusão que prendia o meu coração. Você matou a ilusão, libertou meu coração. Hoje é você que vai ter que chorar, você vai ver. Você vai ver, você vai implorar, me pedir pra voltar. E eu vou dizer, dessa vez não vai dar. Eu fui gostar de você, dei carinho, amor pra valer. Dei tanto amor, mas você queria só prazer. Você zombou e brincou com as coisas mais sérias que eu fiz quando eu tentei com você ser feliz. Era tão forte a ilusão que prendia o meu coração. Você matou a ilusão, libertou meu coração. Hoje é você que vai ter que chorar, você vai ver. Você vai ver. Você vai implorar, me pedir pra voltar. E eu vou dizer, dessa vez não vai dar. Eu fui gostar de você, dei carinho, amor pra valer. Dei tanto amor, mas você queria só prazer. Você zombou e brincou com as coisas mais sérias que eu fiz quando eu tentei com você ser feliz. Era tão forte a ilusão que prendia o meu coração. Você matou a ilusão, libertou meu coração. Hoje é você que vai ter que chorar, você vai ver.
Okay, Ken, it seems appropriate that we should end the show with a song from the album. And to do that, we've invited someone special. Tell me what we're going to do.
Well, we're going to do Ilusioso, which is a song, I think it was written by Ari Barossa, and that's on the Jazz Samba album. It's a song that João Gilberto subsequently recorded as well and had a bit of a hit with in Brazil.
And who's going to sing?
We have a very special person here. This is my wife, Lynn Virono, vocalist from the band Virono. She's also not Brazilian. She's French-Canadian, so it's kind of weird that we have these English people and French-Canadians playing bossa nova, but it's a music of the world now. Brazil gave it to all of us.
Then in that spirit, if you don't mind, I'm going to join you guys. So we'll have French-Canadian, English, and a Chicano playing some bossa nova.
Sounds
how's that?
Brilliant.
Okay?
That's the way to do it.
Right? All right.
Felix, I like to think that I'm Latina del Norte.
Okay, that's perfect. There you go.
Okay.
Olha, essa mulata quando dança.
And so it happens that after I had recorded in the All Souls Church and then I recorded the interviews over Skype and I was ready to finish this tribute to João Gilberto, I received a voicemail message from drummer Duduca da Fonseca, who actually played with the great musician during the time he lived in New York. So it seems appropriate that our last thoughts this week about João Gilberto should come from someone who can help us imagine what it was like to be in the same room with one of the greatest musical innovators of the 20th century.
My name is Duduca da Fonseca. I'm a drummer from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I was born in Rio in 1951. 1975, I moved to New York and I met João Gilberto that was living here in 1977. And we used to hang together a lot. You know, he came to my apartment many times. He always lived in hotels. You know, I used to go to his hotel. Most of the time he lived at the Gramercy Park Hotel. And we used to go there and we played together. And was amazing. Just to hang and play with João Gilberto was fantastic. You know, I played some brushes in a New York Times paper. And it was one of the greatest experiences I had in my life. You know, Tom Jobim, I had the privilege to work with him, to record and to travel, to tour with Jobim. And talking with Jobim, João Gilberto was the father of the bossa nova. You know, without João Gilberto, bossa nova would not exist. Even though Tom Jobim was composing this beautiful music, you know, around the 50s, you know, early 50s, late 50s, but João Gilberto was the one that create a completely different way to play those songs. João Gilberto was an amazing person, amazing human being. He was so smart, so intelligent, and he was a perfectionist. I remember sometimes, you know, we playing together at his hotel room or at my apartment in New York. He spent the whole night playing the same song. When I say the whole night, it's like spent from 9 at night to 9 in the morning, you know, like 12 hours playing the same song and find different ways to play the same song. And every time that he plays a song, it was different. So every time it was a little subtlety, a little different. You know, I never saw no one doing something like that. You know, he was one of a kind. You know, one of the most gifted artists I ever met in my life. And I learned so much from him. I'm for life thankful to meet João Gilberto and had the chance to hang and play with him. Regarding the song, you know, my favorite song that I'd like to play as a remembrance, you know, Felix, I love all his songs. Depends of the moment, you know. I love when he sings Jobim. I love when he sings Dorival Caymmi, when he sings Johnny Alf, when he sings Noel Rosa, when he sings the songs from the 30s, from the 40s, from the 50s, in Brazil, you know. I love everything that he sang. Like Miles Davis, you know, used to say, João Gilberto sound good even reading a newspaper, you know. And that's true. He was a genius. Viva João Gilberto!
Se você disser que eu desafino amor, saiba que isto em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante musical, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isto é bossa nova, que isto é muito natural. O que você não sabe, nem sequer pressente, é que os desafinados também têm coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Ele é o maior que você pode encontrar, viu? Você com a sua música esqueceu o principal, que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito bate calado. No peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. Thank you.